Welcome back, Michael Warren Thomas. It is Discover the Finger Lakes at SaverLife.com. And my show, the recording of it this morning, was derailed by an email from a longtime listener. And I thought, especially given the things that have happened in the last several days, the assault on the Capitol in particular, that I should address this on my shows, or at least on this one this weekend. And so I'm not going to identify the listener, but listeners listened for, like 20 years, long time listener, who says, "I've always known that you and I most likely disagree politically, but that never stopped me from listening to your programs. I felt that was one area that we did have in common, along with a passion for seeing small businesses in the Finger Lakes survive and thrive. But this past year, I've noticed you take a hard turn left into politics, when frankly, all I want to do is escape politics and the pandemic and listen to what you and your guests have to say about our beautiful region. I felt that gardening restaurants in the Finger Lakes was one area that transcended politics. For this reason, I no longer wish to listen to what has become a left-leaning political program." If and when there comes a time when you get back to what was the core of your business, please reach out and let me know. I would love to once again listen, learn, and enjoy what's going on in our region. Not an angry email, frankly, one of the only ones that I've gotten like this. It made me think a little bit. Did I take a hard left turn this year in my politics and in what I do on this show? I think personally, it is less of a hard left turn than a recognition that I feel we need to speak out, whether it's about Black Lives Matter, whether it's about false conspiracy theories, whether it's about the reality of a pandemic, that it's not a hoax. I think maybe too long, myself, probably lots of other people, have been quiet, have been, focused on their businesses, on their families, on their bubbles, in a sense, not dealing with the larger world in which we live in, and how it affects our neighbors, our community members, our the people that live in the United States and around the world. So I think if you were to go back and listen to every hour of my shows over the past year or two, you wouldn't see too much of a hard turn left. I've been advocating for the environment for a long time, I have generally avoided politics. I did say a number of times that I support Governor Cuomo's efforts to keep New York State infection rate low after the terrible spring that we had in New York State, late winter and spring. It was politics, in a sense, that drove me away from the radio station this summer. I left the radio station in mid-June, gave them 8 weeks' notice that I didn't want to be associated with conspiracy theories that they were reposting on their Facebook page. But they were concerned I might say some things on the air that they wouldn't like, and so they took me up on my offer to leave immediately if they wanted me to, which I did. when they made that offer. So my shows have just been on online since then. I've heard from many listeners, hundreds of them, on social media. Some of the posts that the station made have been taken down, apparently. Those that mentioned, some of the ones at least, maybe that mentioned me and some of the conspiracy theories, perhaps they will take more down now that the results of years of conspiracy theories are showing with the assault on the Capitol, with the threats for the inauguration. I'm happy to hear from listeners who want to email me with their comments about, you know, whether I made a hard turn to the left. I was broadcasting on a right-wing station. It's been fairly right-wing for a long time, given all of the shows that are on WYSL 1040. It is locally owned, independently owned, and they decided to change their business strategy and sort of maximize social media and jump on the conspiracy theory parade this past summer. For years, and I'd said this on the air quite a few times, that I felt like, you know, I sort of justified buying the time on the station, and I paid for the time on the station ever since I started 19 years ago with them, and 7 years prior to that on Hot Talk 1280 in Rochester. I always purchased the time and went and got my own sponsors. But a lot of people don't realize that. They, you know, if my shows are on a station, I'm going to be associated with what that station does. And rather than saying, as I did many times, I was the token liberal on WYSL 1040, I realized that I was supporting the messaging that they were putting out there, social media and on the airwaves, by buying time on that station. And so so I gave them notice that I would be leaving. I did ask them to refrain from the conspiracy theories, and they didn't want to. And at that point, I gave them my notice. So, but again, I would love to hear from listeners who think that I've taken a hard turn to the left. I think more than anything, I've been speaking up, which really I wish I'd done earlier. And a lot of my time has been spent fighting environmental battles in the Finger Lakes over the last 10 years. Invariably environmental issues become political. This is not a time in our nation's history to remain silent. I'm not going to do that. So most of the shows today, tomorrow, next weekend will be about our region. Will be about gardening, restaurants, wine, exploring our beautiful region. And occasionally I'll make some political comments. I'm not going to remain silent on these issues that will affect the recovery of this country from the pandemic. Again, if you have comments, questions, you can always email me, michael@saverlife.com. I've never gotten any hate email, thankfully. When I was on WYSL, I got maybe a total of 3 or 4 emails from clearly conservative people who felt that I was a left-wing nut, but they weren't hate emails, and I appreciate that. I appreciate good debate. So, you know, if you want to, and I said this to the listener in an email, if you want to, you know, explain your views and listen to mine, well, let's discuss this via email. But, and you can reach me at michael@saverlife.com. And, you know, our region has great potential as the pandemic will end. But in the meantime, I've got to take what I always considered the non-political stance that wearing masks and practicing social distancing is crucial if we're going to allow businesses a chance to survive over the next several months. And I've pleaded with people since certainly March, maybe February, I forget when first started to ask for that based on what the medical professionals were saying, not necessarily what politicians were saying, especially in Washington. So I hope here in 2021, we've got several months that are going to be very, very difficult as the infection rate continues to climb here in Monroe County, in New York State, in the United States, and around the world. So wear a mask, practice social distancing, get outside. And as I've said for months now, there is so much to explore outside. Generally, even when I've gone to very popular parks like Highland Park, for example, which isn't that big, although it's bigger than most people realize because it goes across South Avenue and that whole block between South Avenue and Mount Hope is part of Mount Hope Cemetery. There are numerous areas kind of on the edges of Highland Park, as an example, where virtually no one goes. There's some beautiful trees, some great overlooks. I'm thinking of, you know, up kind of above at the high point of the Pinatum on the north side of Reservoir Drive, as well as the north side of Robinson Road, Robinson Drive. Both of those areas get almost no one visiting them, even when the park is crowded with people for the Lilac Festival. People are, you know, in search of the flowers and not necessarily the evergreens. But if you want to socially distance and explore the out-of-doors, you can do that right here in the city of Rochester. I was in Washington Grove recently, saw two people, well, maybe three, and one hawk. So lots of areas to go, and would be happy to give you some suggestions based on your interests. We still have been using Rich and Sue Freeman's books about Take a Hike. Like they have Take a Paddle and Biking. They have a book on waterfalls. So these were books that were done 20-plus years ago, but are still very usable, valid, and you can probably find them maybe at a used bookstore like Small World Books or online as used copies. And those are ways to find some of the lesser known places and some of the gems that won't be crowded. And really, during winter, there aren't too many parks that are truly crowded. It's a great way to get outside and explore. So again, if you want some suggestions, email me, michael@saverlife.com. And I have heard from several listeners, especially over the last couple of months, who, really since February on and off, who can who noticed the change in my voice, the change in my enthusiasm, the the results of a very depressing situation in our country and around the world. And just, you know, sometimes you can't pretend that everything's fine and, you know, and go out and, you know, and enjoy yourself, don't worry about things. And, you know, I'm just not always able to put that face on things. So through my voice, but I appreciate all of you that listen, and especially those that send me comments, updates on things. Like the one of our listeners sent me the link for the Landmark Society's virtual tour of the Warner Castle in Highland Park. Those kinds of connections are especially meaningful and helpful during these crazy days. And you can go back and listen to many former shows. We'll be adding more in the future, going back in time. But if you need to escape from the reality of today, this week, this month, then perhaps listen to a show from before the pandemic, from before, well, I don't think we have any up right now, from before the election of Donald Trump, but we'll eventually have many more shows up, and really the last year has been the hardest. I doubted that I would be able to get through the election season on the radio station that I was on, you know, a year out, maybe even 2 years out. And in the end, didn't even get close, really, to the election season. Just past some of the primaries. But I'm glad that I left. And again, I look forward to hearing from our listeners with your ideas on where you like to go in the region. We'll be featuring those. And I think on the weekend after the inauguration, which will be January 23rd and 24th, I expect you'll probably hear some relief in my voice. And if the new administration can finally take a national a national effort to tamp down the pandemic and get the vaccines out there faster, produce them faster, there'll be a lot more relief in my voice. We'll be back tomorrow with the Grapevine, 9 a.m. Michael Warren Thomas here at SaverLife.com.